Men jeg elsker Norge. Jeg elsker Norge.
And I was sitting there. It's the land of my birth.
Det er der han født.
And I had a meeting on Skype with this pastor.
Så satt jeg da på et Skype-møte med denne pastoren.
And we began to speak.
Og så begynte vi samtale.
And instantly.
Med en gang.
It was like I knew him all my life.
Så var det som jeg hadde kjent han hele mitt liv.
And he said, "Will you come?"
Så han spurte, kan du være så snill å komme til Skien?
And I said, "I'm coming."
Ja, jeg kommer.
And so I came.
Og det gjorde jeg.
He's here tonight.
Og han pastoren jo her.
Runar.
Det Runar. Runar Wall, pastor I Troens liv I Skien.
At that point, because of certain things that have been happening and what I've seen the spiritual climate has been in Norway.
På det tidspunktet så så man masse ting som var I ferd med å skje, og det åndelige klimaet I Norge var I endring.
I didn't feel much of a drawing to come to Norway, to be honest.
Og på grunn av de endringene så følte jeg ikke det tiltrekkende å reise dit.
And so when I came here,
men når jeg kom,
and I came to Skien,
til Skien,
I didn't know what to expect.
Så visste jeg ikke helt hva jeg skulle forvente.
And the first meeting I came to,
men første møte vi kom til,
one of the other pastors was driving me.
Og en av pastorene der som kjørte meg.
And he told me, Pastor Dennis.
Han sa, Pastor Dennis.
It's Friday night.
Det du skjønner fredag kveld.
And many people don't come out on a Friday night.
Og det mange som ikke kommer på møter på en fredag kveld.
And he was preparing my heart.
Han bare forberedte mitt hjerte.
It's good to be prepared.
Det godt å være forberedt, vet du.
And you know, he was just trying to encourage me.
Han prøvde bare å oppmuntre meg litt.
He said, you know, we're not a big church.
Vi ingen stor menighet.
And it's Friday night.
Og så det fredag kveld.
And when we drove into the car park,
men når vi kom inn på parkeringen,
it was packed.
Så var det helt smekkfullt.
And he said, I haven't seen this for 20 years, is it?
Jeg har ikke sett så mye bil på 20 år.
We came in.
Og så kom vi da oss inn.
And Pastor Runar was in there.
Og Runar var der.
And oh, I love Jesus.
Jeg elsker Jesus også.
There was no great worship team.
Det var ikke noe fantastisk lovsangsteam egentlig.
But there was a great worship team.
Men det var et fantastisk lovsangsteam.
I think they just put them together maybe that night.
Jeg tror de bare satte det sammen den kvelden der på en måte.
But I want to tell you something.
Men la meg bare si altså.
I sensed the presence of God.
Jeg kjente Guds nærvære.
And you know, that's the best place to be.
Og det det beste stedet å være på.
When we can't depend upon ourselves.
Når vi ikke kan lenger stole på oss selv bare.
But we just have to depend upon him.
Men vi må stole på ham.
And that was the first meeting.
Det var første møte.
And then it went on.
Og derfra gikk det videre.
And it was incredible.
Og det var fenomenalt.
And then they said to me,
og så sa de til meg,
I think it was Runar, one of our pastors, we know you're traveling, but on Monday morning we have a 10 o'clock prayer meeting.
Vi vet at du skal reise hjem, men det slik at på mandag morgen har vi et bønnemøte klokka 10.
And if you got time, you
har du tid, så kan
you come to the prayer meeting?
Kunne du kommet opp på det møtet?
I said, of course I've got time.
Ja, selvfølgelig har jeg tid.
And I came to the prayer meeting.
Og jeg kom på bønnemøtet.
And there were people sitting in the church.
Og folk satt I kirka der.
On a Monday morning.
På en mandag morgen.
At 10 o'clock.
Klokka 10 på morgenen.
And when I came in.
Og så når jeg kom inn.
They were just sitting there.
Så satt de bare der.
And one lady,
altså var det en kvinne,
81 years old,
81 år gammel,
picked up the guitar.
Hun tok opp gitaren sin,
and began to sing.
Og så begynte hun å synge.
I will worship you this morning. Oh God. I was gone.
Da var jeg vekk.
Oh, do you remember Runar?
Husker du Runar?
I took my telephone out and I began to record.
Jeg tok opp telefonen og måtte begynne å ta det opp igjen.
And as they began to sing.
For når sangen reiste seg.
And she had the guitar.
Og hun sang denne enkle sangen med gitar.
I have good choirs.
Du vet at jeg har sunget sammen med gode
in our church.
I vår menighet.
But this was the choirs of heaven.
Men det her var himmelsk rett og slett.
Oh, the presence of God was so strong.
For Guds nærvær var så sterkt.
I didn't want to leave.
Jeg ville ikke reise derifra.
Then they went into tongues.
Og så begynte de å synge
tunger. And I was there for about 2 hours.
Og jeg var der 2 timer.
Ja. And I said to him,
og så sa jeg til ham,
I'm coming back.
Jeg kommer tilbake.
You know, I'll be back.
I'll be back, the berømte uttalelsen. Jeg kommer tilbake.
And so I was here to be in Österbo.
Og så var han på Österbo som hovedtaler.
And I thought, well, I'm going to be here instead of flying home to fly back to Norway again.
Så jeg tenkte, det såpass nære at hvorfor ikke bare utnytte tiden I stedet for å fly hjem.
But in between that time of being here in April, something happened where I got an invitation.
Men så, imellom det så fikk jeg plutselig en invitasjon.
And I thought, I can't do this.
Jeg tenkte, det jo ikke mulig å få til.
I can't do this. Because it would mean that I'm going to be away from home almost the whole month of September.
For da jeg borte nesten hele september.
If I take this one as well.
Hvis jeg sier ja til dette oppdraget også.
But you know, I thought, let me ring my dear friend Gary.
Men jeg tenkte, okay, la meg ringe min gode venn Geir.
And speak to him.
Og snakke litt med han.
And he said, oh, Dennis, yes, it's good for you to be there.
Jo, men det bra for deg, Dennis, å være der. Du trenger det.
That was the opposite of what I wanted to hear.
Det var helt stikk motsatt av det jeg ville høre.
And I thought, if it's good for me to be here, then you need to be here.
Og jeg tenkte, hvis det bra for meg å være her, så trenger I hvert fall du å være her.
And Elin needs to be here.
Og Elin må være her.
And I said to him, I shouldn't make deals, but I made a deal. I said, if the two of you come, will be here with me.
Så egentlig skal man ikke gjøre sånne avtaler, men jeg sa at hvis dere kommer, da kommer jeg.
And I just thank God for you, Elin, and also
dere,
you, Gary,
for dere to
that have come to be here. So give God thanks for them.
Gi Gud ære og takk for dem.
I have not come with a sermon.
Nå det ikke slik at jeg har kommet for å preke en preken.
I just came with an open heart.
Men jeg har kommet med et åpent hjerte.
But for the last probably 8 days.
Men de siste 8 dagene.
I have just been hearing one word all the time.
Så det ett eneste ord som har gjentatt seg hele tiden.
Blessed are the pure in heart.
Salige de rene av hjerte.
For they shall see God.
For de skal se Gud.
Blessed are the pure in heart.
Salige de rene av hjerte.
For they shall see God.
For de skal se Gud.
God is not a man that he should lie.
Gud ikke som et menneske som lyver.
Nor the son of man that he should repent.
Og heller ikke som et menneskebarn som trenger å omvende
seg. If he says it, he means it.
Så hvis Gud har sagt noe, så
mener
han det.
And if he said it, it must come to pass.
Og har han sagt det, så må det skje.
It must come to pass.
Det må skje.
Are you hearing me?
Skjønner?
It must come to pass.
Det må skje.
And I want to say this.
Så jeg vil bare si det.
I've watched many, many men of God from Europe.
Jeg har mange sett mange gudsmenn fra Europa.
That in their own environment.
Som I på en måte sitt eget miljø.
They can hardly get people to worship God.
Så det så vidt de får mennesker til å tilbe.
Yet they leave from Norway and Europe.
Men så reiser de fra Norge og Europa.
And they go to Africa.
Og reiser til Afrika.
And they preach to thousands.
Og så taler de til tusener.
And miracles happen.
Og miraklene skjer.
Are you hearing me? The most blind eyes open.
Blinde øyne åpnes.
Deaf ears open.
Døve hører.
Ja. And they become the most powerful preachers.
Og de blir de mest kraftfulle forkynnerne.
But when they come home.
Men så når de kommer hjem.
It's like coming to the freezer.
Så det som å komme til fryseren.
Listen. Let me just let you into a secret.
La meg åpne døra til en liten hemmelighet.
The only difference.
Den eneste forskjellen.
Between Africa.
Mellom Afrika.
And Norway.
Og Norge.
Is the color of our skin.
Hudfarge.
Ja. Det sant. Ja. God is not looking at the skin.
Gud ser ikke på hudfarge.
He's looking at the heart.
Han ser på hjertet.
And let me just tell you this.
Så la meg understreke det.
I can take any one of you.
Jeg kan ta med meg hvem
with
som
me
helst.
To Africa.
Til hvem av dere som
helst. Or other places I go.
Eller et sted der jeg reiser.
With the crowds of thousands.
Med tusener av mennesker.
And you can stand up.
Og du kan reise deg.
On the platform.
På plattformen.
And say a word from God.
Og dele et ord fra Gud.
And watch people get healed.
Og se mennesker bli helbredet.
Because it's got nothing to do with you.
For det har ingenting med deg.
Ingenting. So don't fool yourself.
Ikke lur deg selv.
It's to do with the condition of the people's hearts.
Det handlar om människans hjärtes tillstånd att göra.
Are you hearing me?
Är du med?
When they hear you're coming,
när de hör att du kommer,
they go into prayer and fasting.
Då går de in och i bön och fasta.
They prepare themselves.
De förbereder sig.
They empty themselves.
De tömmer sig själva.
They go away from food.
De går bort från mat.
Because they believe.
För de tror.
That God's messenger.
Att Gud har ett
is coming to them.
Gud har en budbärare.
And they want to receive.
De vill ta emot från det.
And then you walk away thinking that you're powerful.
Och så går du därifrån och tänker att du är mäktig.
Well, I'm back to Norway.
Ja, så jag tillbaka i Norge.
For the third time.
Tredje gången.
In this region.
I detta område.
To tell you.
För att säga till
dig. Blessed are the pure in heart.
Salige är de rena hjärtan.
And you shall see God.
Och de ska se Gud.
Simple as that.
Så enkelt.
I said Shabbat Shalom.
Jag sa Shabbat Shalom.
Because.
För de.
For the Jew.
På grund av jöden.
We are coming to the end.
Så har vi nu kommit helt till slutet.
Of the old year.
Av det gamla året.
Come into a new year.
Vi kommer oss på väg in i ett nytt år.
And these 14 days of Elul.
Och dessa 14 dagarna som är Elul som heter.
It's a time of retrospect.
Det är en tid där man ser tillbaka.
It's a time of looking inside.
Det är en tid där man också ser in i sig själv.
It's a time of saying God.
Det är en tid där man säger Gud.
What is it inside of me?
Vad inne i mig?
What is it in my heart?
Vad är det i mitt hjärta?
That can be so powerful.
Som kan vara så kraftfullt.
That can stop me from seeing you.
Som kan hindra mig från att se dig.
So I have one mission.
Så jag har ett uppdrag.
Tonight.
I kväll.
Tomorrow.
I morgon.
And Sunday.
Och söndag morgon.
It's open heart surgery.
Det är hjärtekirurgi.
Boom, diddy, boom, diddy, boom, diddy, boom. So I don't know where I'm going to go.
Så jag vet inte helt var färden ska
gå. I'm just going to hand him the tools that he asks for.
Vi ska bara ge han de redskapen han ber mig om.
You know, when I think about the Beatitudes.
När jag tänker på dessa dessa orden här som salprisningarna.
It's about the king, about a kingdom or the character of a kingdom citizen.
Så handlar ju det om karaktären till en kungarike borger.
And when we look at Matthew 5, 6 to 7.
När vi ser på Matteus 5 och 6 och 7.
In the first portion on the mount of the Sermon on the Mount.
With that solid prisningen som är på.
We refer to it as the Beatitudes in English.
Ja, solid prisningen. Okay. Norwegian.
Which means the blessings.
Som är välsignelse.
But can also be understood as giving the believer his Beatitudes.
Ja, men det kan också förklaras slik att detta är dina värdehållningar, alltså den måten du ska vara på.
So the attitude he should be, or the attitude he should have.
Alltså vilken hållning du ska ha i förhåll till.
I had a friend once, and he's gone to be with the Lord now.
Hade en vän, han är nu hemma hos Herren.
And he was a mighty man of God.
Mäktig, mäktig Guds man.
Very prolific teacher of the Word of God.
Känd lärare i Guds ord.
And he said to me, Dennis, can you come and spend some time with me up in a place called Norwich in England?
Han sa, Dennis, kan du komma och vara samma med mig på en by som heter Norwich i England?
And I went there.
Så jag reste dit.
And he said to me, I want to show you Norwich, Dennis.
Han sa, jag önskar att visa dig Norwich, den byn.
And so I said, yeah, let's do it.
Det är greit det.
And he drove me.
Så körte han runt.
And as we were driving,
och i det vi körte,
we began to drive into the country.
Så körte vi ut på landsbygden.
And all I could see was fields and trees.
Och det enda jag kunde se var jorde på jorde.
And I was thinking, what's this?
Jag tänkte mig själv, det var bara.
And then suddenly we came to this small airfield.
Och så kom vi till ett litet område där det var en flygplats.
And on the airfield I saw a four-seater plane.
Där såg jag ett litet fly, fyrsäters fly.
He was a preacher of the gospel.
Detta var en gudsman som förkynnade evangeliet.
Many teaching books.
Han har skrivit massa undervisningsböcker.
But I never knew he was a pilot.
Men jag var inte klar över att han var pilot.
And he said to me.
Och så sa han till mig.
Dennis, you can't see Norwich from being on the ground.
Du kan inte se Norwich från bakkenivå.
Ja. Then I had to really exercise my faith.
Så måtte jeg utøve ganske mye tro.
Because he was a powerful Bible teacher.
Han var en dyktig bibelunderviser.
There was no doubt about that.
Det var det ingen tvil om.
But that all happened on the ground.
Men det skjedde jo så lenge vi hadde beina på bakken.
But when we got into that plane,
men når vi da kom oss inn I flyet,
and he started that plane up,
og han startet opp flyet,
that was a different story altogether.
Det var en helt annen side av saken.
And I'll never forget because he, out of it I got a message.
Jeg glemmer det aldri, for jeg fikk et budskap
ut fra dette. And we flew up.
Vi fløy opp.
And he started to fly over Norwich.
Og så begynte vi å fly over byen Norwich.
And there was a meter on the front dashboard.
Var en måler, det var mange målere selvfølgelig, men en spesiell som man tenker på.
And he said to me, Dennis, what do you think that's called?
Og han spurte, Dennis, vet du hva den heter, den måleren der?
And of course I just tried to be clever.
Og jeg tenkte, jeg skulle bare prøve å være smart.
I said, altitude meter?
Det sikkert noe som har med høyde å gjøre.
He said, no, it's referred to as an attitude meter.
Nei, det en holdningsmåler.
And he said to me, the nose of the plane goes towards the horizon.
Du skjønner, nesa på flyet, den går mot horisonten.
He said to me, if the plane has a bad attitude,
og hvis flyet har en dårlig holdning,
it'll be going down.
Så det på vei nedover.
And as he said that to me,
og I det han sa det,
these words came in my head.
Så fikk jeg disse ordene til meg.
My opinion will determine my attitude.
Min mening bestemmer min holdning.
And my attitude
og min holdning
will determine my behavior.
Vil bestemme min oppførsel.
Ja. You just have to have someone be looking at you.
Du trenger bare noen se på deg.
And they're not actually looking at you.
De trenger ikke å se på deg engang.
But your opinion is that they're staring at you.
Men din holdning og din mening at de stirrer på deg.
That person can be lost in thought.
Men den personen kan være helt borte I sin egen tankeverden.
Their eyes are looking in your direction.
Og selv om øynene peker I din retning.
But yet their mind is somewhere else.
Så sinnet.
And they can't see you.
Og de ser ikke deg egentlig I det hele tatt.
Mm. And all of a sudden,
og så helt plutselig,
you get an attitude.
Så får du en holdning.
She doesn't like me.
Hun liker meg ikke.
You see the way she's staring at me like that.
Se som hun stirrer da.
And the person hasn't got a clue what you're talking
about. Og vedkommende har ikke peiling på hva du snakker om.
And you leave with an opinion that that person does not like you.
Og du forlater stedet med en holdning og en mening at vedkommende ikke liker deg.
And the person's not even been thinking about you.
Og de har ikke tenkt på deg engang.
Listen, I've been a pastor for many years.
Skjønner, jeg har vært pastor I mange, mange år.
Of hundreds of people.
Hundrevis av mennesker.
And let me tell you something right
now. Og la meg si noen ting.
There are people.
Det mennesker.
That have been in church.
Som har vært I kirken.
They have not spoken to each other.
Og de har ikke snakket sammen.
For years.
I årevis.
Because they think one has thinks something about them.
For de tror at den ene tenker noe om den andre.
That's what. That's why Jesus laid out the beatitudes.
Det var derfor Jesus ga oss disse saligprisningene, denne hvilke holdninger man skulle
that
ha.
That we would have a heavenly perspective.
At vi skulle ha derfor et himmelsk perspektiv.
Are you hearing me?
Du med?
Oh, come on. Yeah. My heart.
Mitt hjerte.
If my heart is pure.
Om mitt hjerte rent.
Whatsoever things are pure.
Hva som rent.
Honest.
Oppriktig.
A good report.
Med et godt rykte.
If I'm thinking on those things.
Hvis jeg tenker på det og legger vekt på det.
I cannot be thinking anything else.
Så
negative.
Kan jeg ikke tenke noe negativt.
The beatitudes.
Disse holdningsordene som
so he sets forth his nature and aspirations for the citizens of this kingdom.
Så viser han sine holdninger og sine forventninger til borgere av Guds rike.
And these are what we have, but we have to learn them.
Och detta är det vi har, men vi trenger lika fullt att lära det.
I had to learn very quickly.
Jag måste lära mig ganska fort.
That my gift can take me where my character can't keep me.
Att mina gaver, de kan ta mig längre än jag har karaktär till att bära.
Ja. Mm. The Bible says your gift will take you and put you before great men.
Du kan si din gave, den kan bringe deg frem for mektige mennesker.
What happens if your gift takes you before great men and you don't have character to stay there?
Hva skjer om din gave tar deg foran mektige mennesker og du ikke har karakter til å kunne være I slikt et nærvær?
So I realized in life.
Så innså ganske fort.
Very quickly.
Ganske fort, ja.
A long time ago.
Lenge siden.
My emphasis should not be on the development of my gift.
At mitt mål ville være ikke være også utvikle gaven.
Because the gifts come without repentance.
For gaver kommer uten omvendelse.
My focus should be on the development of my character.
Men fokus utviklingen av min karakter.
Are you hearing me?
Du med?
The reason why we have so many problems today in Christianity.
Litt av grunnen til at det så mange problemer I blant de kristne I dag.
Is simply because there are people put in positions because of their gift.
Fordi at man har mennesker som får posisjoner og plasser på grunn av sin gave.
And they've done more damage.
Og så har de gjort mer skade.
Than good.
Enn godt.
Because they were not prepared for that position.
Fordi de var ikke forberedt på å blessed ha den gaven, den funksjonen og stillingen.
Blessed are the pure in heart.
Så salige de rene av hjertet.
For they shall see God.
For de skal se Gud.
Amen.
Amen.
Don't you want to have a pure heart?
Vil ikke du også ha et rent hjerte?
Do you know, there are people in this room
det mennesker I rommet her nå,
who may need healing.
Som kanskje trenger helbredelse.
And they can get it tonight like that.
Og du kan få det slik.
Just by the climate changing.
Bare på grunn av klimaendringen.
By our hearts changing.
Som skjer når hjertene forandres.
The time that we're in right now, I told you.
For den tid som vi bor I nå.
Jews everywhere. Jews everywhere around the world.
Ja, så jøder over hele verden.
Because of the very time.
Rett og slett på grunn av den tiden.
And this law will finish next Friday.
Som dette en tid som de går inn I nå, altså som nesten
avsluttet om 3 dager. Just in this period.
Så I denne tidsperioden.
There are Jews everywhere.
Så det jøder som bor over hele kloden.
Preparing themselves for the 10 days of awe.
De forbereder seg på disse 10 dagene, som heter awe eller noe sånt.
And then we have Yom Kippur.
Og deretter kommer Yom Kippur.
The thing is about Christians.
Och det handlar om de kristna.
We haven't got a clue.
Ända vi har inte grej på det.
About the times and the seasons.
Angående de både tider och de årstider.
We need to get back to that.
Och vi trenger att få tak på det.
We need to understand the times we're in.
Vi må kunna förstå den tid vi lever mitt uppe.
We need to get back to that.
Vi trenger att bevega oss in I den igen.
So our level of expectancy.
Så att vi har ett nivå av förväntning.
Can be incorporated with our faith.
Som kopplas sig med vår tro.
Because many Christians believe.
För många kristna som
tror. You need faith to get things.
Att du trenger tro för att få ting.
You don't need faith to get things.
Du trenger inte tro för att få ting.
You need grace to get things.
Du trenger nåde för att få ting.
Whatever we are, we get it because of grace.
Och allt vi får på grund av nåde.
Not because of what we've done.
Inte på grund av vad du har gjort.
We need faith to please God.
Vi trenger tro för att behaga Gud.
That's what faith is for.
Det därför troen är.
Hebrews 11 verse 6.
Hebreerne 11 6 säger det.
Without faith,
utan tro,
it's impossible.
Är det omöjligt?
To please God.
Att behaga Gud.
Every one of us.
Var och en av oss.
We should be living to please God.
Vi lever för att behaga Gud.
Not people. Not people.
Inte människor.
Not the pastor.
Inte pastorn.
God.
Men Gud.
Because the Bible says.
För Bibeln säger.
If a man or woman's ways please God.
Hvis en man eller kvinnas väg behagar Herren.
Then even your enemies will be at peace with you.
Så vill också dina fiender vara I fred med dig.
Come on. Please. It's about pleasing God.
Det handlar om att vara till behag för Gud.
2 weeks ago I was in London.
För ett par veckor sedan var jag I London.
And I had a private invitation.
Där hade jag en privat invitation.
To be with Franklin Graham.
Och vara samma med Franklin Graham.
And you know, just before lockdown.
Det var rätt för man stängde ner alltså covid pre-covid.
He was going to have meetings in 10 different cities in England.
Så skulle han egentligen ha möten I 10 olika byar I England.
And because of the whole LGBT agenda.
Men på grund av den agendan till LGBT och så vidare, alla bokstavarna.
They went and complained.
Så gick de in och klagat.
And all the venues.
Och alla städerna där de skulle ha möten.
Said you, we're canceling or you can't have meetings.
De cancellerade mötena sa du får inte ha möte här.
And then.
Och så.
Of course. That was a very serious thing.
Och det var ju väldigt allvarligt.
But we, as some of us as ministers, we got invitations to come and meet and pray about this.
Och så fick vi en invitation någon förkynnare, invitation till att vara med och be runt detta.
But then, the lockdown came.
Men så stängde ju hela samhället ned.
So it was easy for them to back down and say, okay, well, we wouldn't have been able to do it anyway because of lockdown.
Så då på en måte trakk de seg tilbake og sa nei, vi vil jo faktisk ikke kunne gjennomført det allikevel på grunn av at alt ble stengt.
So that could be an easy escape out.
Hadde vært en enkel måte å slippe hele problemet.
But you know what Franklin said?
Men vet du hva Franklin sa?
He said, I remember what my dad told me.
Jeg husker hva min far lærte meg.
Never back down to the devil.
Du må aldri bøye av for djevelen.
I said, never back down to the devil.
Jeg sa, vi bøyer aldri av for djevelen. Du med?
Blessed are the pure in heart.
Salige de rena hjärtan.
For they shall see God.
För de skall se Gud.
This was not against that ministry.
Dette her var ikke mot den tjenesten.
It was against God.
Men det var noe som de gjorde mot Gud.
Are you hearing me?
Du med?
So they went to court.
Og derfor gikk man til rettens vei.
And they won the case.
Og så vant Franklin Graham rettens vei.
Ja. So last 2 Saturdays ago.
Slik at for 2 uker siden.
I was having a private meeting.
Så hade jag privatmöte med han.
And then we went into general meeting in the arena.
Och så gick vi in då in I huvudmötet in på själva arenan.
And the place was packed.
Och stället var fullpackat.
I mean packed.
Absolut I fullstoppat.
Ja. And at the altar call.
Och när altarkallet kom,
1000 people came to give their life to Jesus.
Så var det 1000 människor som kom och gav sitt hjärta till Jesus.
Amen. In one meeting.
I ett och samma möte alltså.
Ja. In one meeting.
I ett möte.
Lord, we want to be pure in heart.
Vi vill vara rena I hjärta.
So that we will stand for what you said we should stand for.
Så vi kan stå för det du sa att vi skulle stå för.
And we can do what you want us to do.
Och att vi kan göra det du vill att vi ska göra.
And we will not be afraid.
Och vi ska inte vara ängsliga och rädda.
We will not be afraid.
Vi ska inte vara ängsliga.
There has to be a cry come back.
Det måste vara ett rop om att komma tillbaka.
To everyone who says they're a Christian.
Till alla oss som är kristna att vi är kristna.
You're not called to entertain people.
Du är inte kallad till att underhålla människor.
Are you hearing me?
Är du med?
You're called to please God.
Du är kallad till att behaga Gud.
How many want to see God?
Hur många vill se Gud?
How many would like to see God show up?
Hur många vill se att Gud mötte upp?
I was out on the streets last Friday night with the homeless.
Jag var på gatan förra fredagen med de som är hemlösa.
I never tell people who I am.
Och jag berättar aldrig vem jag är.
But I want to tell you something.
Men vet du vad?
It is 100 times better.
Det är 100 gånger bättre.
Being on the streets.
Och vara på gatan.
For me.
För Dennis.
With homeless people.
Med hemlösa människor.
Alcoholics.
Alkoholiker.
Drug addicts.
Narkomaner.
Who don't know who I am.
Som inte vet något om vem jag
är. And just touch them.
Och bara beröra dem.
Just touch them.
Bara beröra dem.
And they start to cry.
Och så börjar de gråta.
Darkness knows light.
Mörke igenkänner lyset.
Come on. Darkness knows light.
Mörke igenkänner lyset.
What's in your heart?
Det som är I ditt hjärta.
Is powerful.
Är kraftfullt.
Put Jesus in your heart.
Låt Jesus vara I ditt hjärta.
Glory to God. Your neighbors feel it.
Var ni vill naboerna känna det.
I'm trying to be reserved.
Jag prövar att hålla igen lite.
But I'm not Norwegian.
Men jag är inte norsk akkurat.
Are you hearing me?
Är du med?
Blessed are the pure in heart.
Saliga är de rena av hjärta.
For they shall see
For
God.
De ska se Gud.
The power of God.
Guds kraft.
Will come to Norway again.
Kommer till Norge igen.
Simply.
Ganske enkelt.
Not by just preaching.
Ikke ved forkynnelse.
Not by just all singing.
Ikke bare ved sang.
But by purity of heart.
Rene hjerte.
Simple as that.
Så enkelt det.
I'm shouting now, I'm sorry.
Jeg roper litt her nå, beklager deg.
Oh, dear Lord, help. I said I wouldn't be excited. I have to have an undivided heart.
Jeg må ha et udelt hjerte.
Utterly sincere heart.
Et oppriktig hjerte.
See Jesus.
Jeg vil se Jesus.
I want to see Jesus.
Jeg ønsker å se Jesus.
I want to see Jesus.
Jeg vil se Jesus.
We have some work that's going on in our church.
Vi har en del arbete som föregår I kyrkan.
Church is empty.
Den är tom.
These workmen walked into the church.
Och dessa arbetarna kom in då I kyrkan.
I was on the platform just doing something.
Så stod jag på plattformen och höll på med ett land.
One of the workmen he made a real mess of the work he was doing.
Och så var det en av arbetarna som verkligen han var så rotet det, lagat ordentligt.
The church was empty.
Kyrkan var tom.
I'm on the platform.
Jag står på plattformen.
He doesn't know who I am.
Han vet inte vem jag är.
And this Irishman walks in.
Och denne iren kommer in.
And when he saw the work.
Och när han ser den arbetet som
han gjort. How bad it was.
Och hur dåligt det var utfört.
He swore.
Så bann han.
I mean he just swore.
Han bara bannar.
And I was on the platform.
Jag stod på plattformen.
And when he swore I just turned around like this.
Och när han bannade så snudde jag bara.
I mean he swore.
Han skicklig. Låt det stå till.
And I turned like this and he was went silent.
Och så snudde jag mig och så blev han helt stille.
And suddenly,
och helt plötsligt,
the same man.
Den samma man.
He said,
så säger han,
oh God.
Oh Gud.
I'm sorry Jesus.
Jag beklagar Jesus.
I'm sorry Jesus.
Jag beklagar Jesus.
I'm sorry Jesus.
Jag beklagar Jesus.
This was just 2 weeks ago.
Det var 2 veckor sedan.
I never said anything.
Jag hade inte sagt ett ord.
I just continued what I was doing.
Jag bara fortsatte det jag höll på med. Amen.
Someone came.
Someone kom till kyrkan.
And they said, "Oh, Pastor Dennis."
Oh, Pastor Dennis.
And then he realized I was the pastor.
Och så insåg han, jag var pastor.
And when he was leaving the job, he was only there one day.
Han var där bara en dag, det han skulle förlata jobbet.
When he was leaving the job,
så gick han på väg ut.
He said, "Excuse me, Pastor Dennis."
Han sa, "Ursäkta mig, Pastor Dennis."
"Can I ask you a favor?"
Kan jag be dig om en tjänst?
I said, "What's that?"
Ja, vad då?
"Can you pray for me?" He said.
Kan du be för mig?
In the empty church.
Tom kyrka.
And there's 2 other workmen.
Och 2 andra arbetare bara där.
They were just watching.
Som bara stod och kikade på.
And he didn't care.
Han brydde sig om det.
He knew they weren't Christian.
Han visste att de var inte kristna.
And he said, I said, "What do you want me to pray for?"
Vad vill du jag ska be om?
He said to me.
Så sa han.
Twin. I'm a twin.
Ja, jag har tvilling, en tvilling.
And my brother and I work together.
Och jag och bror min, vi jobbar vanligtvis samman.
And my brother's died of COVID.
Men så döde min bror under COVID.
And he said to me.
Och så säger han.
I need help. This is an empty building.
Det här är tom kyrka alltså.
No praise team.
Ikke noe lovsangsteam.
No singing.
Ingen en sang.
This is pure.
Detta är rent.
The presence of God.
Guds närvar.
Come.
Vi kommer.
When someone does something negative.
När någon gör något negativt.
You don't have to tell them it's wrong.
Så tänker du inte fortälla dig att de har gjort fel.
They just hit light.
De bara träffar lyset.
Now listen to this. I went to pray with him.
Så jag bad med han.
The other man.
Så den andra där borta.
He turns, he says.
Han snur sig.
I have to confess to you.
Jag må bekänna.
I have been a very dirty man.
Jag har varit en skitten man.
I have done dirty things.
Jag har gjort skitna ting.
And he said, when I walked into this building.
Men när jag gick in i denna byggningen.
I thought God was going to strike me with a
shock. Jag trodde att Gud kommer att slå mig ned med en gång.
Empty church.
Tom kyrka.
Empty church.
Helt tom kyrka.
He said to me, I thought he was going to strike me down.
Jag trodde Gud skulle bara slå mig ned.
Empty church.
Helt tomt bygg.
And yet we can have the church full of people.
Och likväl så kan kyrkan vara full av folk.
And no one gets convicted.
Och ingen får överbevisning om synd.
Yet the church can be empty.
Men kyrkan kan vara tom.
And have one person has a pure heart.
Och så är det en person med rent hjärta.
And God can be seen.
Och så kan Gud vara synlig.
Blessed are the pure in heart.
Salig är de som är rena i hjärtat.
For they shall see God.
För de ska se Gud.
You carry his presence.
Du bärer hans närvar.
Carry his presence.
Du bärer hans närvar.
I never spoke a word to those people about Jesus.
Så jag sa inte ett enaste ord till dessa människor.
They didn't even know who I was.
De hade ingen aning om vem jag var.
But in that building.
Men i det bygget.
Where people gather.
Där människor vanligtvis samlas.
With pure hearts.
Med rena hjärtar.
Cry out to God.
Ropar ut till Gud.
There is a presence.
Så är fortsatt ett närvar.
There is a presence.
Det är ett närvar.
It's a climate.
Det är ett klima.
That's in the building.
Som är i bygget.
That even when a man comes in and swears.
Att till och med när en man kommer in och bannar.
No one speaks to him.
Så är det ingen som snackar något till honom.
The church.
Kyrkan.
Needs to be purified.
Tänker att renses.
Again.
Igen.
Are you hearing me?
Är du med?
I'm going to tell you the way it is.
Jag måste säga det sånt som det är.
When your heart is pure.
När ditt hjärta är rent.
And you sit on a church.
Och du sitter i kyrkan.
And you begin to worship God.
Och du tillber Gud.
Even when you leave that chair.
När du förlater stolen.
The essence.
Så är nu essensen.
Of the presence of God.
Av Guds närvaro.
Is there.
Är fortsatt där.
I'm not making this up.
Yeah, det här är inte något jag finner på.
The Bible says even the handkerchiefs.
Bibeln säger att till och med
even the shadow.
Lommetörklarna, skyggarna.
Yeah. I want to preach to you. I want to tell you.
La meg bare få si det rett ut.
I want to tell you.
La meg si det rett ut.
I'm not looking for anything less.
Jeg ser ikke etter noe mindre.
I'm not looking for a handshake.
Jeg ser ikke etter noe som
I'm not looking for a hug.
Eller en klem.
I'm looking for his presence.
Jeg ser etter hans nærvær.
His presence.
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 Hans nærvær.
I'm alive for one reason.
Jeg lever av en grunn.
For one reason.
Av en grunn.
To declare the works of God.
For å erklære Guds gjerninger.
4 years ago.
4 år siden.
When my body was dead.
Da ja, mitt legeme var dødt.
The operating theater.
Midt inne der I operasjonssalen.
And when they brought me back.
Og når de brakte meg tilbake.
Told me all these things would be wrong with my body.
Og fortalte meg at alt dette kommer til å bli feil med kroppen
din.
Listen
to me. When I look at the film footage.
Når jeg ser på bildene
fra den. That my daughters took. That my daughters filmed.
Ja, som mine døtre filmet.
I cry every time I see it.
Så gråter jeg hver gang jeg ser det.
You know why?
Vet du hvorfor?
They told my daughters.
De sa til mine døtre.
Your dad.
Deres far.
If he survives.
Hvis han overlever.
He's going to be cabbage.
Så blir han som en grønnsak.
He will not be able to walk.
Han kommer aldri til å kunne gå.
He will have bags.
Han kommer til å ha poser på magen.
For the rest of his life.
Resten av sitt liv.
But let me tell you.
Men vet du hva?
There's a power inside of you.
Det en kraft inni deg.
That is greater.
Som større.
And stronger.
Og sterkere.
Than anything outside
of you. Enn noe annet I denne
verden. Greater is he.
Større han.
That is within you.
Som I deg.
And he that's in the world.
Enn han som I verden.
Are you hearing me?
Du med?
When they filmed my body.
Når de filmet min kropp.
When my daughter was reading over me.
Døtrene leste Guds ord over meg.
You see my body starts to jump.
Kroppen begynte å bevege seg.
My body's jumping.
Kroppen beveger seg.
I'm in a coma.
Och jag har fortsatt
But yet still,
allikevel,
every bone,
varenste ben,
every muscle,
varenste muskel,
every piece of flesh,
varenste del av kroppen,
has to respond
to
that which is in my heart.
Till det som var I mitt hjärta.
Are you hearing me?
Du med?
Blessed are the pure in heart.
Saliga är de rena hjärta.
For they shall see God.
För de ska se Gud.
All we need to do.
Allt vi trenger att göra.
Whether you're young or old, they told me, you know my story.
Du känner min historia.
I had no consciousness of what was going on.
Jag hade ingen bevissthet om vad som föregick.
But they told me that when I came back,
de sa när jag kom tillbaka,
all I was doing,
allt jag gjorde,
was telling people,
bara fortälla människor,
there's a hell to shun,
det ett helvete att undfly,
and there's a heaven to gain,
och det en himmel att vinna.
I knew nothing of that.
Jag visste ingenting om
I
det.
I knew nothing of it.
Jag visste ingenting om det.
I was more effective.
Jag var mer effektiv.
Unconscious.
Nej, jag var bevisstlös.
Then I am conscious.
Nej, jag var bevisst.
Are you hearing me?
Du med?
He brought me back for one reason.
Så han brakte mig tillbaka av en enda grund.
To simply bring his truth.
Ganska enkelt för att bringa hans sanning.
Blessed are the pure in heart.
Saliga är de rena av hjärta.
But they shall see God.
För de ska se Gud.
Young people.
Unga människor.
So good to see you today.
Så flott att se dig.
So good to see you.
Nydligt att se dig.
Pursue.
Fortsätt.
Have a pure heart.
Fortsätt att förfölja det jag har ett rent hjärta.
Ask God.
Be Gud.
Just show me things.
Att visa dig ting.
That makes my heart dirty.
Vad är det som gör mitt hjärta skitta?
And show me the things.
Och vis de tingena.
That I need to make them clean.
Som jag tränger för att det ska bli rent.
Talking about young people.
Snackar om unga.
In 1987.
I 1987.
15th and the 16th of October.
15 och 16 oktober.
I went to bed on the 15th of October 1987.
Jag la mig 15 oktober 1987.
A single man.
Då var jag enslig.
A young man.
Ung man.
I bought my first house.
Jag hade köpt mitt första hus.
At the age of 22 years old.
Då jag var 22 år gammal.
I was doing very well.
Jag gjorde det väldigt väldigt bra.
I went into sleep.
Och så la jag mig och sova.
After praying and going to bed.
Att jag hade bett I aftonbön.
I lived in a 3-bedroom house by myself with Jesus.
Jag bodde där I ett trerumshus helt alene samma med Jesus.
When I got that house.
Då jag fick det huset.
I made a vow.
Så ingick jag ett löfte.
I will not be bringing any young ladies in there.
Här ska ingen unga kvinnor komma in.
It will be a house of prayer for young men.
Det ska vara ett bönens hus för unga män.
Blessed are the pure in heart.
Saliga är de som har rent.
For they shall see God.
För de ska se Gud.
I wasn't a pastor.
Jag var inte någon pastor på den tiden.
But I was truly born again.
Men jeg var virkelig født på nytt.
On the 15th, the night of the 15th of October.
Natten til 15. oktober.
1987.
1987.
I went to bed.
Så gikk jeg og la meg.
To a deep sleep.
Fikk en dyp søvn.
And England had its biggest storm.
Og så hadde England sin største storm.
Recorded.
Som notert I historien.
Houses were torn apart.
Der huset ble revet I filler.
Trees came down.
Trær falt over ende.
And I slept through that storm.
Og jeg sov som et barn.
I didn't have a clue what was going on.
Hadde ingen anelse om hva som skjedde.
There was a young brother and sister.
Det var en ung bror og en søster.
Had given their life to the Lord.
Som hadde gitt sin hjerte liv til Herren.
And those days we never had mobile phones.
På den tiden hadde vi ikke mobiltelefoner, tenkte jeg.
We had landline, you know, landlines.
Vi hadde bare vanlige fasttelefoner.
And I had in the room where I was staying, I had the phone there.
Og I det rommet jeg var, der var det, hadde jeg telefon.
And at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Klokka 5 på morgenen.
My phone started to ring.
Så begynte telefonen å ringe.
And I jumped up.
Så jeg skvatt opp.
And I answered the phone.
Og svarte.
I was up before that and I just went back to lie down.
Jeg hadde vært oppe egentlig litt før det og så hadde jeg lagt meg ned.
And I didn't know there was a storm.
Og jeg var ikke klar over at det hadde vært en storm.
And all I could hear was.
Alt jeg kunne høre var.
Are you there? Are you there?
Du der? Hallo, du der?
I said, yeah, I'm here.
Ja, jeg her.
Their mother was not a Christian.
Det var en mor som ikke var en kristen.
The other brother and sister were not Christian.
Og en bror og søster som ikke var kristne.
They were all in the house.
Alle var I huset.
And only two of them were Christian.
Bare to av de var kristne.
And what happened was?
Og det som hadde skjedd.
They had been disturbed by the storm because all the trees in the area was ripped up.
De hadde blitt forstyrret av stormen.
Everything smashed up.
Alle trærne hadde blitt revet over ende. Alt var knust til pinneved.
And they rang me.
Og så ringte de meg.
Remember, I wasn't a pastor or anything like that.
Jeg var jo ikke pastor eller noen ting.
They rang me.
De ringte meg.
To see if I was still here.
For å se om jeg fortsatt var der.
Because they thought it was the rapture.
For de trodde at det var opprykkelsen.
The truth.
Det sant.
Now I was not a pastor.
Jeg var ingen pastor.
I was not in ministry.
Jeg var ikke I tjeneste engang.
But that shook me up.
Men det rystet meg så inderlig.
I didn't realize.
Og jeg forstod det ikke.
How much?
Hvor mye?
I had an effect on their lives.
Hvilken effekt jeg hadde på deres
As
liv.
As a young man.
Bare som en ung mann.
Just making a standard.
I det å sette en standard.
To walk pure before God.
Til å vandre I renhet for Herren.
But when that storm came.
Men når den stormen kom.
And they saw everything smashed up.
Og de så alt var bare ødelagt.
There's only one thing.
Så var det en eneste
They knew their mother would still be there.
De visste at deres mor ville
fortsatt
være der.
Brother and sister would still be
og bror og søster ville fortsatt være der.
But they just want to check.
Men de ville bare sjekke.
You don't know the difference you've been making in people's lives.
Du skjønner ikke hvilken forskjell du utgjør I menneskers liv.
That's why the devil wants to confuse your mind.
Og det derfor djevelen ønsker å forvirre ditt sinn.
That's why he wants you to carry hurt and bitterness.
Det derfor han ønsker at du skal bringe og bære på sårhet og bitterhet.
That's why he wants you to get so wrapped up.
Det derfor han vil at du skal bli så fanget inn.
In pride.
I stolthet.
And all the things that bring division.
Og alt det som bringer splittelser.
Because we, the church, we're salt and we are light.
For kirken selve salt og lys.
And it's Satan's job.
Og så det Satans jobb.
To destroy that.
Og ødelegge det.
And that's why I believe.
Derfor så tror jeg.
That God done the ultimate in my body.
At Gud har gjort det ultimate I kroppen.
Not because I'm good.
Ikke fordi at jeg god.
But because he's good.
Men fordi han god.
And no doctor.
Og ingen lege.
No nurse.
Eller sykepleier.
No atheist
eller ateist
no satanist
eller satanist
can deny
kan fornekte
what God done in this body
det som Gud har gjort I kroppen min
blessed are the pure in heart
salige de rena hjerte
for they shall see God
for de skal se Gud
now listen to me right now
bare hør etter nå
because I'm not going to say much more
skal ikke si så veldig mye mer
in that storm
under den stormen
in 1987
I 1987
Many of the biggest trees in England came down.
Så var det mange av de største trærne I England som ble blåst over ende.
And they gave credit to the storm.
Og de bøyde seg og ga ære til stormen.
How powerful the storm was.
Med å si hvor mektig denne stormen var.
But the truth is this.
Men sannheten
many of the smaller trees
at mange av de små trærne,
didn't come down.
De falt ikke.
When they cut the big trees, cut them in half.
Sure. Ja, når man kuttet disse store trærne og kuttet de av, skjærte de over.
Or when they fell over and they broke.
Eller de hadde falt over ende og de hadde knekt.
They saw.
Så oppdaget man.
The heart of the tree.
At hjertet, ringene I treet.
Was not there.
Den var ikke der.
That started with one parasite.
Det startet med en liten parasitt.
That started eating.
Som begynte å spise.
And many.
Og så var det mange.
Ate away the middle of the tree.
Som spiste kjernen I treet.
And outside.
Og utenpå.
The tree looked so big and strong.
Så treet så stort og sterkt ut.
It didn't take much to knock it down.
Men det skulle faktisk ikke mye til for å slå det over
ende. Because the heart was rotten.
Fordi kjernen var rotten.
I want to say this also.
La meg si en ting til.
And this came back to my mind the other day.
Det ble mint om dette her om dagen.
There are many incidents like this have happened. The Niagara Falls.
Det mange ganger som det her har skjedd ved Niagarafallet.
You know, when it comes into spring.
Når man kommer inn på vårparten.
There's a lot of ice that comes on the top.
Så flyter det masse drivis nedover.
And in that ice there are fish that get frozen and they're dead in the ice.
Og en del av den isen inneholder frossen fisk, altså fisk som har frosset til is I isen.
Ja. And the seagulls.
Og så kommer da måkene.
They come down. They got big wings.
De har svære vinger, kommer flyvende.
On the lake as it's going down.
Kommer da, lander på vannet.
And they land on the ice.
Og så lander de oppå isen.
And you see them.
Og så står de der og tripper og hakker.
With their beak.
Med neppe.
Yeah. To get the fish.
For å få tak I fisken.
Yeah. And but they're moving all the time.
Men de beveger seg hele tiden.
And sometimes when it comes to the edge.
Og av og til når de kommer helt mot kanten.
They just fly off, spread their wings and fly off.
Så sprer de vingene og så flyr de av gårde.
And the ice and sometimes even the fish just goes down.
Og isen med fisken I flyr ned I bånd.
But there have been occasions.
Men så har det vært tilfeller.
When some of the gulls.
Der noen av disse måkene.
Come down on the ice.
De lander på isen.
And they're so taken up.
Og så de så opptatt.
With the dead fish.
Av den døde fisken.
That's in that ice.
Som I isen.
They stand on the ice.
At de står bare stille på isen.
While they peck.
Mens de hakker.
Hakker, yeah. Why they hakker, is it?
Ja, de hakker.
Yeah. And what happens is.
Og det som skjer.
By the time it comes to the edge.
Når det av isflaket kommer til kanten.
Ja. They are stuck.
Så sitter de fast. Så sprer de vingene. Og så skal fly.
But the weight
men vekta
of the ice
av isen
draws them right into the abyss.
Drar de rett ned I avdypet.
That's a picture.
Det et bilde.
God has been putting on my heart.
Som Gud har lagt I mitt hjerte.
For many Christians.
Som et bilde for mange kristne.
There's something that's dead that you shouldn't have.
Det noe som dødt som ikke du trenger.
And you're standing.
Og så står du.
On the sin.
På synden.
That will grip you.
Som griper taket.
Sin will take you further than you want to go.
For synden tar deg lengre enn du vil gå.
It'll keep you longer than you want to stay.
Og den holder deg fast lengre enn det du vil gjerne at den
skal. And it'll cost you more than you can ever pay.
Og det kommer til å koste deg mer enn du kan betale.
And as much as that bird has those wings.
Så mye som dette vingespennet på disse fuglene.
It is the saddest thing.
Så det tragiske.
To see the bird flapping.
Og se dem kjempe og kjempe. Og så dras de ned I avgrunnen.
God. My message.
Mitt budskap.
I hope I have one for tomorrow.
Håper jeg har et budskap.
It's very, very simple.
Det vil være veldig enkelt.
Because I just heard when I was coming.
For jeg har akkurat hørt det når jeg kom.
Tell them.
Si til dem.
They can see me.
De kan se meg.
If they look at their heart.
Når de ser I sitt hjerte.
I can fix it.
Jeg kan fikse hjertet.
Blessed are the pure.
For salig de rene av hjertet.
For they shall see God.
For de skal se Gud.
For they shall see God.
For de skal se Gud.
I had a lady from our church on the phone to me today.
Det var en kvinne som ringte meg I dag fra menigheten vår.
They're my neighbors.
Det også naboene mine.
They become Christians.
De har blitt kristne.
But there's a lot of things that need to be fixed in their life.
Men det mye som må fikses og ordnes I livet deres.
Now, for about 3 years.
Nå cirka I 3 år.
They've been walking with me.
Så har de vandret med meg.
Just prayer walking.
I bønnevandringer.
Their family. Hindu background.
Deres familie har hindu bakgrunn.
Deep into Hinduism.
Det har vært dypt, dypt forankret I hinduisme.
So much stuff had to come out of their heart.
Så mye har vært nødt for å komme ut av deres hjerte.
Confessed.
Som de har bekjent.
I think it was on Sunday night. Saturday night we were walking together.
Det var lørdag kveld vi gikk sammen.
Husband and wife.
Mann og kone.
And they told me something.
Fortalte de meg noen ting.
They confessed something.
De bekjente noe.
They said, just be right with God.
De sa, vi vil bare ha vårt hjerte I orden med Gud.
And they brought it out.
Og så sa de det.
And we gave it to God.
Så gav vi det til Gud.
And he took it and threw it in the sea of forgetfulness.
Og gav det I forglemselens nav.
They were free.
Og så var de fri.
Guess what happened?
Vet du hva som skjedde?
Today she rang me.
I dag ringte hun.
Told me.
Og sa.
That her father.
At hennes far.
Who is Hindu.
Som hindu.
Took something to her aunt's house.
Han hadde tatt noe til sin tantes hus.
His sister.
Hans søster.
Who is Hindu.
Hun var også hindu.
And when he got there,
og da han kom dit,
he brought the Hindu god thing in.
Så brakte han dette hindu religiøse med seg.
And she turned to him and said to him,
så snur hun og sier til han,
don't bring that evil thing in this house.
Ikke bring det onde inn I dette huset.
I have found Jesus.
Jeg har funnet Jesus.
Today I heard that.
I dag hørte jeg om det.
I have found Jesus.
Jeg har funnet Jesus.
And I've given my life to Jesus.
Og gitt mitt liv til Jesus.
And she said, give me that thing.
Hun sa, gi meg den
greia. And she took it and broke it.
Hun tok den avguden og brøt den I stykker.
She's only just found Jesus.
Hun har akkurat funnet Jesus.
And the woman who is talking to me didn't know her auntie has found Jesus.
Og hun som snakket med meg visste ikke at tanten hadde funnet Jesus.
She found that out from her Hindu mother.
Hun fant det ut altså gjennom sin
Hindu. On the telephone yesterday.
På telefonen I går.
You see? We can be praying for things to happen.
Vi kan be om at ting skal skje.
Out there.
Der ute.
But it needs to happen in here.
Så skjer det her inne.
Let's take this opportunity.
La oss bruke denne anledningen.
On this first night.
Denne første kvelden.
To say, Lord.
For å si, Herre.
Purify my heart.
Rens mitt hjerte.
Cleanse me from within.
Rens meg fra dypet av mitt indre.
Purify my heart.
Rens mitt hjerte.
And make me whole.
Og gjør meg hel.
Refiner's fire.
Og la din ild som renser.
My heart's desire.
Bare rense mitt hjertes lengsel.
To be holy.
Er å være hellig.
Set apart for you.
La meg være adskilt, satt til side for deg.
Set apart.
Satt til side.
Set apart for you.
Satt til side for deg.
Don't be religious.
Ikke være religiøs.
And say, I've been going to church
for
30-40 years. You could be going to church for 40 years and going to hell.
Du kan fortsatt gå til kirke I 40 år og gå til helvete.
Are you hearing me?
Skjønner du?
The serious thing is that you have to become the temple.
Det alvorlige at det du som må bli Guds tempel.
To become the temple.
Du Guds tempel.
I want to see his kingdom come.
Jeg ønsker å se hans kongerike.
I was here in Norway this morning.
Jeg var her I Norge nå I morges.
But I was back in England.
Men jeg var I England.
Listening into our prayer meeting.
Og var med på et møte og lyttet inn til bønnemøtet vårt.
6 o'clock.
Klokka 6 I morges.
As a congregation.
Da vår forsamling samlet seg.
Was praying.
Og de ba.
For the Christians in China.
For kristne I Kina.
Who have been persecuted.
Som blir forfulgt.
My body was here.
Min kropp var her.
But I was in church.
Men jeg var I kirken.
Praying with them this morning.
Og ba sammen med dem I morges.
Praying
ba.
Our brothers and sisters
for våre brødre og søstre,
who haven't got what we have
som ikke har det vi har,
but because of pureness of heart
men for grunn av rene hjerter,
they will see him
så vil de se ham.
Some neighbor
en nabo,
some friend
en venn,
some family member
et medlem I familien,
someone you don't even know
kanskje noen du ikke engang kjenner,
is going to see Jesus.
De kommer til å se Jesus.
Just from the condition.
Bare på grunn av den tilstand.
Every day I'm saying, God, wash me.
Jeg sier, Gud, vask meg.
Cleanse me.
Rens meg.
The amount of thoughts that come to my mind.
De tankene som kommer til mitt sinn.
I have to keep saying, God.
Jeg må si, Gud,
help me.
Hjelp meg.
And he says to me,
han sier til meg,
don't fight those thoughts, Dennis.
Ikke kjemp mot tankene.
Use them in prayer.
Bruk dem I bønn.
Use them in prayer.
Bruk dem I bønn.
I can't stop birds flying over my head.
Vet du at vi kan ikke hindre fuglene flyr over hodet.
And there's not much they can make a nest in anyway.
Det ikke mye de kan lage noen fuglereir her du kan sett.
But anyway.
Men uansett, ja, likevel.
I can stop them from nesting.
Jeg kan hindre at de bygger reir I håret mitt.
If the Lord has brought me back in this area for three times in 6 months.
Hvis Herren har brakt meg tilbake til dette området tre ganger de siste 6 månedene.
And he's not gave me anything to teach.
Og han har ikke gitt meg noe spesielt jeg skal undervise.
But just all the meetings I've had.
Alle møtene jeg har hatt.
It's just a simple.
Det har vært så enkle.
He's saying to me, to us.
Han sier,
blessed are the pure.
Salige de rene av hjerte.
For they shall see God.
For de skal se Gud.
It may be from all different parts of this region.
Det er fra flere områder her I området.
If there are a few people,
hvis det noen få,
I wish it was all.
Jeg skulle ønske det var alle.
That was willing to say.
Som var villig til å si.
Help me.
Hjelp meg, Gud.
Because I can't clean my heart myself.
For jeg kan ikke rense mitt hjerte selv.
But it is for me to put away the things.
Men det for min plass å legge vekk de ting.
That defile my heart.
Som forsøpler mitt hjerte, forurenser mitt hjerte.
I will guarantee.
Og det garanterer jeg.
This community.
At dette samfunnet, dette området.
This community. Will see Jesus.
De vil se Jesus.
Will see Jesus.
De vil se Jesus.
Will see Jesus.
De vil se Jesus.
They won't just see a church. They won't just see a church.
De ønsker ikke å se en kirke.
They'll see Jesus.
Men de ønsker å se Jesus.
They'll see Jesus.
De ser Jesus.
They'll see Jesus.
De ser Jesus.
Norway is a very special place.
Norge et veldig spesielt sted.
And I'll show you how special Norway is.
Og jeg skal vise deg hvor spesielt
det. I come to Norway.
Når jeg har kommet til Norge.
And the Bible says.
Og Bibelen sier.
Cast your bread upon the water.
Kast ditt brød på vannet.
And after many days.
Og etter mange dager.
The bread will come.
Så kommer brød tilbake.
I have a man.
Ja, det har en mann.
Who just been in the church now.
Som har vært I kirken nå.
3 months.
3 måneder.
I never knew him before.
Jeg har aldri kjent han før.
He ended up in prison here in Norway for 2 years.
Han havnet plutselig I fengsel her I Norge I 2 år.
Never been to Norway before in his life.
Han har aldri vært I Norge tidligere I sitt liv.
In Norway.
Men I Norge.
That man.
Det den mannen.
He was a very rich man.
En rik mann for så vidt.
He heard the gospel.
Men han hørte evangeliet.
He gave his life to Jesus.
Han ga sitt liv til Jesus.
Here in Norway.
Her I Norge.
He heard about me.
Der hørte han om meg.
And he's not even Norwegian.
Og han ikke norsk engang.
In prison in Norway.
Han sitter I fengsel I Norge.
So even preaching in church.
Så til og med når jeg preker I kirken.
And conferences here in Norway.
Og har konferanser I Norge.
If you don't want it.
Hvis ikke du vil ha det.
Even the prisoners are getting it.
Så det til folk I fengsel som vil ha det.
That man.
Han mannen.
The moment he was released.
Det øyeblikket han ble sluppet fri.
And they put him back in England.
Så sendte de han til England.
He came in on a Thursday.
Han kom inn på en torsdag.
On Sunday morning.
Søndag morgen.
He walked into church.
Så gikk han inn I kirka.
I don't know him.
Jeg kjente han jo ikke.
He was crying while I was preaching.
Han gråt mens jeg prekte.
And after he'd come and told me who he is.
Etterpå kom og fortalte hvem han var.
His brother-in-law got saved.
Hans svigerbror hadde blitt
frelst. On Sunday before I left.
Søndagen før jeg dro.
I was preaching.
Så prekte jeg.
His mother,
hans mor,
his father,
hans far,
his sister,
hans søster,
are you hearing me?
Du med?
And his brother-in-law,
og hans,
all in church,
alle I kirka.
Blessed are the pure in heart,
salige de rene av hjerte.
For they shall see God,
for de skal se Gud.
Shall see God,
de skal se Gud.
They shall see God,
de skal se Gud.
No one can make this up.
Det ingen som kan finne på sånt som det her.
Are you hearing me?
Du med?
He never heard about me.
Han hadde aldri hørt om meg.
In England.
I England.
When he lived in England.
Når han bodde der.
Listen to this. I worked in a building.
Jeg jobbet da I en bygning.
In one Knightsbridge.
I en.
One Knightsbridge. The name of the place is Knightsbridge.
Knightsbridge.
It's okay. Across. My office was across the road from Harrods.
Ja, det her var et kontor som han jobbet I som heter Knightsbridge. Det tvers over gata for Harrods, hvis du kjenner til handlebyen I Oslo.
I stopped doing that job. 30 years ago I stopped doing that job.
Jeg sluttet den jobben for 30 år siden.
For 13 years I had an office in that building.
Men I 30 år så hadde jeg altså kontoret midt imot Harrods.
That same man.
Den samme mannen.
Who was in prison here.
Som satt I fengsel her.
When he came to church,
han kom I kirka,
he said to me, Pastor,
sa Dennis, Pastor Dennis,
can I please take you for lunch?
Kan jeg ta deg med på lunch?
I said, I'm open for lunch.
Jeg open for lunch, jeg.
He asked to meet him
han ba om å møte.
In Knightsbridge.
På Knightsbridge.
Took me to this elaborate restaurant.
Tok meg til denne forseggjorte restauranten.
When I sat in the restaurant,
når jeg satt ned på restauranten,
I was looking
så satt jeg og kikket
at the very building
på den selve bygningen
that I have not been back to
som jeg enda ikke hadde vært tilbake
for
til
30 years.
På 30 år.
The place where I prayed every day lunchtime.
Det stedet der jeg spiste eller ba til lunsj hver dag.
For souls to be saved.
For at mennesker skulle bli frelst.
I said to him.
Jeg sa til ham.
Do you know where you have invited me to?
Hvor du har brakt meg hen?
He said no.
Nei,
sa. I said that's the building.
Sa, det bygningen.
That I was in.
Som jeg satt I.
For 13 years.
I 13 år.
Praying for the wealthy people.
Og ba for de velstående.
In this area.
I dette området.
He broke down.
Han bare begynte å gråte.
And started to cry.
Begynte å gråte.
And guess what happened?
Vet du hva som skjedde?
2 weeks later,
2 weeks later,
he booked himself
so booked han
an office in the same building.
Til, til
so he's now working
so
from that building.
I det bygget.
You cannot make that up.
Kan man ikke finne på.
So from prison
fra fengsel,
to Christ,
til Kristus,
now to one night spritz. I want to tell you the power
kraften
is not in your gift.
Ikke dine gaver.
The power is in your heart.
Kraften I ditt hjerte.
It's in your heart.
I ditt hjerte.
In your heart. Don't compare yourself with anyone.
Aldrig sammenligne dig selv med någon annan.
Don't say I can't do it.
Ikke si jeg kan ikke gjøre det.
Just say I give you my heart.
Bare si jeg gir deg mitt hjerte.
I give you my heart.
Jeg gir deg mitt hjerte.
Give you my heart.
Jeg gir deg mitt hjerte.
I am my dream and my desire.
Mitt dröm och min längsel.
Is to see every single child.
Er å se hver eneste en.
Come to their full potential in Christ.
Komma till sitt fulla potential I Kristus.
Are you hearing?
Är du med?
I want to see that.
Jag önskar att se det.
I say to our congregation.
Jag säger till menigheten vår.
I want to see every one of you.
Jag önskar att se var och en
av er. Like how I see my children.
Sånn som jag ser mina barn.
I have always wanted my children.
Jag vill alltid se mina barn.
To be able.
Att de ska vara I
stand. To reach their full potential.
Till att nå sitt fulla potential.
And as a congregation.
Som en församling.
I want to see all of you.
Önskar jag se alla samman.
Function.
Fungera.
In a greater measure.
I en större mål.
Than I have ever been used.
Än jag har någonsin.
That is the heart of a father.
Det ett fars hjärta.
God saying, just give me your heart.
Gud säger, ge mig ditt hjärta.
Give.
Ge mig ditt hjärta.
Just give.
Bara ge mig ditt hjärta.
Create in me a clean heart, O God.
Skapa I mig ett rent hjärta, Gud.
And renew a right spirit.
Ge mig en ren ånd.
Don't cast me away from your presence.
Icke skyv mig bort från ditt närvaro.
Don't take your Holy Spirit.
Ta icke den helige ånd ifrån mig.
But restore to me, God.
Men genopprätt I mig, Herre.
The joy of your salvation.
Frälsens glädje.
And I will teach.
Och jag ska lära.
Sinners.
Syndere.
Your ways,
din vei,
and they'll be converted unto you.
Och de blir omvänt till dig.
So this is how.
Och slik det.
I will pray tonight.
Som jag vill be nu ikväll.
Anyone, sir.
Så kan bara se.
Lord,
Herre,
search me.
Sök mitt hjärta.
Don't feel guilty about anything.
Du är inte förföljd eller skyldig för något som helst.
God, purify my heart.
Gud rens mitt hjärta.
If that's you, you can stand to your feet and I'll pray right now.
Hvis det her gjelder deg, så stå på beina dine, og så skal jeg be for deg med en gang.
Anyone who's coming into that place. Hallelujah. Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Bless you. Jesus.
Jesus.
When you gave this sermon to them,
du gav dette budskapet,
there were thousands that were there.
Så var tusener der.
And you saw them.
Og du så dem.
And your heart was that none should perish.
Och I ditt hjärte så önskar du att ingen ska gå förtappt.
But that all should come to repentance.
Men att alla ska komma till omvändelse.
As we stand before you, right?
I det vi står här föran dig.
Thank you.
Tack.
For having a heart towards us.
För att du har ett hjärte för oss.
To want to bless us.
Och önskar välsigna oss.
Thank you.
Tack.
Thank you.
Tack.
We don't just want to sing about you, Lord.
Vi önskar inte bara sjunga om dig, Herre.
We don't just want to talk about you.
Vi önskar inte bara snacka om dig, Herre.
We want to demonstrate you.
Vi önskar att demonstrera dig.
So we present our bodies.
Så vi presenterar våra legemer.
As a living sacrifice.
Som ett levande offer.
Holy and acceptable unto you.
Som är helig och acceptabelt för dig.
Help us to break away.
Hjälp oss till att bryta bort.
From conforming to the things of the world, the flesh and the devil.
Från det som är med och formas efter kött och efter djävulen.
So that we can be transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Vi kan bli förvandlat med den helige ons kraft.
A miracle is taking place even now.
Miraklen sker allerede nå.
Because the entrance of God's word brings light.
Fordi at når Guds ord forkynnes, så bringes lys.
And his word shall not return to him the same way he sent it.
Og hans ord det kommer ikke tilbake tomt eller blir ikke kommer ikke tilbake sånn som han bare sendte det.
This is not a Norwegian thing, it's not a British thing.
Det har ikke noe med Norge eller med Storbritannia å gjøre.
It's a kingdom thing.
Det Guds rike ting.
When you lift your hand,
når du løfter dine
hender, in thanksgiving to him.
I takksigelse til ham.
Some people have a problem with lifting their hands.
Det noen som har problemer med det å løfte hendene.
Listen to me.
Hør etter.
Jesus's hands were crucified.
Jesus sine hender ble korsfestet.
Held up so that you could be free.
Holdt oppe så du kunne bli fri.
No one's crucifying you tonight.
Det ingen som korsfester deg I kveld.
It's just an act of surrender.
Det bare en overgivelse.
So right now, just lift your hands.
Så bare løft dine hender
and start to give him the thanks and the praise.
Og gi ham takk og gi ham pris.
Just come and lift your voice and begin to appreciate him.
Bare løft din stemme og begynn å gi din takk.
Just begin to glorify him.
Og herliggjør ham.
Come on, he's worthy.
Han är värdig det.
He's worthy. He's worthy of our praise.
Han är värdig vår lovprisning.
Worthy of our praise.
Värdig vår lovprisning.
And as you're praising him right now.
Och när du prisar han akkurat.
You're just opening your heart.
Så öppnar du ditt hjärta.
You just open your heart.
Du öppnar ditt hjärta.
You speak to him.
Du talar till honom.
About your own condition.
Om din egen tillstånd.
Because he never came here to condemn you.
För han har aldrig kommit här för att fördöma dig.
He came to set us all free.
Han kommer för att sätta dig fri.
And I'm having to deal with things.
Och vi måste ta tag I ting.
Hurts and pains.
Sår och smärtor.
Saying God.
Och säger bara Gud.
Search my heart.
Ransak mitt hjärta.
Search my heart.
Ransak mitt hjärta.
Search my heart.
Ransak mitt hjärta.
Even if I think I'm in the right about something.
Om jag så menar att jag har rätten på min
sida. I'm letting everything go, God.
Jag slipper allting I kväll.
Because I want to see you.
Jag önskar att se dig.
High and lifted up.
Höjt och lyftet.
Come on, lift your voice right now. Come on.
Lyft din stämma till Herren nu.
And if you don't know him as your Lord and Savior, just say, Lord.
Känner du inte Jesus som din Herre och frälsare?
Say, Lord, come into my heart.
Herre, kom in I mitt hjärta.
Come into my heart.
Kom in I mitt hjärta.
Save me.
Fräls mig.
Set me free from sin.
Sätt mig fri.
Wash and cleanse me.
Vask mig, rens mig.
Oh, something's happening right now.
Det sker ting nu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Just keep praising God with the worship team. Just worship a little bit.
Vi tillber Herren, men låt oss inte börja tillbe.
Se på det kinderna och